The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. You know, airline passenger numbers are continuing to grow above the 10-year average at 5.5%. This according to this year's State of the Aviation Industry report by KPMG. But, you know, even though passenger growth is on the rise, you can't help but ignore that the industry is also impacted by quite a number of external factors. We're talking things like trade war. We're talking things like the rising price of oil. But out of all these factors, there is one airline that seems to be soaring. Qatar Airways was named the world's best airline by Skytrax, which was announced at this year's World Airline Awards held at the Paris Air Show. The rankings are based on surveys done by 21 million global travelers, which operated from September last year to May this year. It is the fifth time that Qatar Airways has been named the world's best airline after winning the award back in 2017, 2015, 2012 and 2011. So what is the secret to Qatar Airways' success? And how does it plan to maintain its top spot? Well, here to tell us more in the studio is Justin Kestel, country manager of Qatar Airways Singapore. Justin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Elliot.
So last year, you were number two. This year, you're back in number one spot. And I've taken Qatar Airways before, very pleased with it. I have to ask, what does it mean to Qatar Airways to be named the world's best airline?
Well, winning the Skytrax Award, it's almost like the Oscars of the aviation industry. So the awards, airline awards started in 1999, and it's a global survey of passengers that's independent, impartial. So we're absolutely happy that it's a vote by passengers for the airline, and it's unbiased. Mm-hmm. So as you said, it is the fifth time we've won it. So it's an absolutely amazing achievement of the passion and innovation we have at Qatar Airways. We were also named the world's best business class seat, and best Middle Eastern airline, which proves that we are definitely on the right track, and we're encouraging our passengers to fly us and experience our world-leading services.
We're going to talk about the business class Q-suites in just a while, but I'd like to talk about the areas that Qatar Airways has been actively improving to become the world's best airline. I mean, personally, I found that the service is excellent and they feed you a lot. But tell us more from your end.
We maintain our edge as one of the world's best airlines by being constantly innovating and expanding. Qatar Airways currently flies to over 160 destinations across six continents, and our growth is unabated with additional frequencies on many of our routes. We recently launched new destinations to Lisbon, Malta, and Rabat, which is our third destination in Morocco. Qatar Airways also operates 250 modern aircraft, and we continue to heavily invest in our fleet. We currently get an aircraft on average about one every 10 days. It Wow. shows you how new and modern our fleet is. We have the A350-1000 and the 787 aircraft.
If we were to touch on, like, in this Asian region, which destinations are you seeing as the best performing? Like, which one has the most tourism?
Most tourism. I think because we have such a diverse network of 160 yeah. destinations, the main destinations that we sell from Singapore is definitely Europe, where okay. we touch 56 destinations, okay. and into the United States East Coast, where we have 13 destinations. They okay. would be the biggest ones with Singapore, I would
say. I quite like that now you have a direct flight to Lisbon, and I wish it had existed a couple of years ago when I went there, because I was searching Qatar. But let's talk about your newly launched business class Q-suite. Oh, we saw a mock-up of it. We kind of got to sit and experience it. Not quite fly, but the seats can be converted into a double bed. And how has the launch of the Q-suites affected Qatar's revenue?
First of all, we have a lot more couples flying us in the Q-suite on the double bed, which is a great thing. But I can't touch on the revenue performance. But what sure. I can say is we're incredibly happy with having the Q-suite on all three flights out of Singapore. Okay. And the popularity of that product has been very good. Passengers' feedback is excellent. Hence, we won a passenger award of the world's best business class and the Skytrax best business class seat as well. We call the product first in business because we think it's better than many airlines first class.
But I do understand that just last week it was announced that Qatar Airways Airbus A380s won't be getting the Q-suites. Any chance you could share what the thinking was behind this decision?
Basically, we'll be retiring the A380s in a few years to come, but the Q-suite is definitely on the A350 and 777 aircraft. We fly those aircraft to 56 destinations, meaning someone from Singapore can travel to London, Paris, New York, Washington, all the way on the Q-suites as we speak today.
Is there any chance we could talk about the rising rising fuel costs, weakening trade. How is Qatar Airways sort of preparing for these challenges?
Rising fuel costs and weakening trade issues faced by the whole industry, not just us. So at Qatar Airways, we're continuing going from strength to strength, focusing on growing our business by innovating and strengthening our product offerings. Our whole Q-Suite business class and new improved economy class, which is coming online soon, are great examples of how we are growing out. Winning the world's best airline is an affirmation we're doing something right.
There's this trend now about going green, and a lot of younger people, they love to get into that sort of thing. What is Qatar Airways doing to take on this challenge of going green?
Qatar Airways is committed to the sustainable aviation industry. Our environmental management system is certified by the highest level of IATA's Environmental Assessment Program. Recognising that aviation has to make a huge contribution to the global response to climate change, we contribute towards the development and local and international solutions. At Qatar Airways, we are enhancing the travel through our fuel optimisation programs. As part of this, we are continually identifying aircraft weight and fuel consumption. We optimise our fuel flights routes, plus even look at the energy it takes from getting an aircraft to and from the runway. Our modern fleet also helps us reduce our fuel emissions. If I can just touch on some of the initiatives we're doing on board, Cuisine, which is our new economy class meal service, of that product, 80% of it is renewable, reusable or recyclable.
Okay.
Or biodegradable. This way we're using less energy when we're producing our food and serving our customers.
That's really good to hear. Justin Kessel, Country Manager of Qatar Airways Singapore, in the studio with me. You've got an international crew, and that's what I love about traveling. You know, you go on a plane and you get different cabin crew, you know, when you're coming back from another country in Europe. What practices do you guys do? What practices do you have in place when it comes to blending all these cultures and nationalities? Could you share some secrets with us?
We have individuals, 166 nationalities working for us in 83 countries. We are very proud of what we have. Look at me, I'm Australian, sitting here in Singapore, running, speaking to you. It's the opportunities that Qatar gives us and the drive for excellence that's inbred in all of us in all the areas of the business.
One of the things, you know, you talk Qatar Airways, you think about Qatar, you've got the World Cup coming in 2022. That has its own fair share of challenges infrastructurally. But as an airline, how are you preparing for this? Because it's going to be huge, marketing, everything splashed all over the place.
As the official airline partner and official airline of FIFA, we definitely are excited about the 2022 World Cup in Doha. We will obviously be offering excellent packages to Doha of flights, exciting accommodation options and experiences for the world to come and see. Our Privileged Club members, which is our frequent flyer base, will also be offered exclusive packages to the 2020 FIFA World Cup in the years to come.
All right, I'm making plans myself. And very quickly to wrap up, apart from some of the new routes that you mentioned earlier on, what other future plans does Qatar Airways have?
We are one of the fastest airlines in the world growing, and we have a number of new exciting destinations growing this network. We have Izmir in Turkey. Mm-hmm. I think 2 days ago, we started Mogadishu in Somalia. But we are always expanding, including in Asia, where we just started Davao in Philippines. And in October, we were starting Langkawi, plus many more destinations to be announced soon.
Fantastic. Justin Kessel, Country Manager of Qatar Airways Singapore. Justin, thanks again for taking the time to come by the studio. And congratulations again on Qatar Airways being named the world's best airline.
Thank you for your support.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.